We are joined right now by Lance Bass. Been looking forward to this for some time. And Lance, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing very well. Okay, so new docuseries out, The Last Soviet. Tell me all about it.
It is a very intriguing story. You know, now these podcasts have gotten so great where it's very immersive. So with sound effects and old interviews, it really transports you back into this time. And this is cosmonaut Sergei Korekalev. And he was a hero cosmonaut that went up to space but had to make a very hard decision because once he was in space, communism started to fall in Russia. So he had no country to go back home to. So he was stuck in space for 313 days, keeping the space station alive so it would not crash into Earth. But knowing that when he came down, he had no idea what his fate would be.
Okay, so I've got to start here. How does this come across your radar?
You know, I myself am a cosmonaut. I trained, you know, in 2002. And, you know, while I was over there in Russia for months, I heard tons of stories about these, you know, heroic cosmonauts. We all know Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space, but there was this guy, Sergei Korekalev, who just fascinated me. And when they, you know, they came to me with this idea of doing a documentary on it, I jumped at the chance because I wanted to know the full story. And it's just, it's a beautiful story. He's, you know, such a hero. And what went on then can be very comparable to what's going on today with space. So, you know, this part of history is something that we all need to keep getting reminded of.
What is going on today with space? I feel like we're kind of all over the place with the direction it's headed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it looks very, you know, crowded right now because of all the privatization of space travel. But it's a good thing. You know, now we have people just wanting to go to space, float around and come back down. Great, great roller coaster. But it's also given us way more opportunities to send astronauts up to space. And with doing that, you know, that means we get to do more experiments, more exploration, which just means that, you know, it's only going to further humanity in a positive way.
How do you make the transition from NSYNC to cosmonaut? That doesn't sound like a two-step process.
No, that doesn't seem like that, no.
I mean,
you know, it was a surprise for sure. You know, it was during our last tour, which we didn't know was the last tour, and I got asked to be, you know, go on this mission, and I would be the youngest person to go to space, and it would ignite hopefully a young generation to really get back into math and science and space, because for a while no one cared about it. And you know, after I figured out that it wasn't a joke, I, you know, jumped at that chance, went to Russia, trained. It was the most grueling experience of my life, but in the end, I got certified by NASA and Russia, and it was just one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
So the astronaut on the old MTV logo, is that you?
Surprise! They redesigned it in 2002. Yeah.
Well, I'm old school in that regard. The Last Soviet, where can we find it?
The Last Soviet's anywhere where you get your podcast. Check that one out. And, of course, my new one, Frosted Tips. I got a couple out there for you. But this one, you get the headphones, immerse yourself into it. You know, it's great if you're at the gym, but I like, right before I'm going to bed, I like to listen to things like this.
He is Lance Bass, cosmonaut Lance Bass, host of The Last Soviet. This is a fascinating new docuseries. I can't wait to check it out, man. Thank you for a couple minutes this morning.
Of course. Thank you, brother.